Round 1, player 1, your score is 301, throw dart.
Blind dart player Sam Jasmine invented the Audio Dart Master, a talking dartboard for the visually impaired. She plays in an audio dart league in the Twin Cities that is open to visually impaired and sighted players. The only requirement is that everyone must wear a blindfold.
I've been playing it for about 15 years. When I first came, there were these dartboards that were made in the 80s that Arachnid made. They're big arcade boards, and they made about 50 of them. A couple people who were blind thought this would be a great thing to be able to shoot darts and knew they could do a good job if they could have an accessible dart machine. Generally, we were pretty happy and we just played on them. When I joined, they were already getting old. And as I played in the league, many of them broke. And so I decided that, hey, somebody needs to make some.
The Audio Dart Master is the brainchild of Sam, but her partner Tomo Lennox created the programming and electronics part of the board.
I had an idea of how I wanted to design one, and thinking exactly what I would have in the perfect board and all the things that were not in the board now that I would add. About that time, my significant other lost his job, and he's pretty good at programming and helping put stuff together. So I said, oh, I've got a great idea. So we started making it. Took us a while to figure out what type of board we would use, but once we did, we ran with it.
Albert, my last name's Alexander Frick. Sam and I have had a dart team now for 2 years, and I'm really delighted that her and Tomo got the project together and had the financing to do this, because now the blind population has something we can really use well. And this version I like a lot. This version has more games and does a better job of working with scores. Programming is much more sophisticated than the old one.
The Audio Dart League that Sam plays in likes to travel to public locations, both for variety and to educate sighted people about the visually impaired.
The board you see here at Merlin's Rest, it is the one I manufactured. The original board had just 3 games. The one I have that we put together has 12, and we'll call clock positions. So for instance, there's really not a rhyme or reason, if you know darts, of how the numbers are put around the board. You've got 20 at 12 o'clock, 18 at 1 o'clock. So a lot of people who start out don't know where the numbers are.
Diane Ruffcorn. I like the talking board that Sam has. Sam's board has the clock position and the other one does not, and that's why we have to have spotters for the other boards.
We also put a beep on it so people can hear where it is, so they can kind of get a locator.
My name is Kari Giddings, and I'm not the only sighted player in the league. I enjoy it. I grew up with my dad. He's blind, and so he's got a dartboard in his basement, so I've always thrown darts with him. And I guess throwing darts blindfolded, I'm not very good at it. I still enjoy, like, what it means and what the challenge is.
And the last thing that we did that is much more different than the other one is we put, besides the double and triple, there's an inside and outside position of the numbers. So we put that call as well. It'll say inside 11 or outside 10. So you know if you're closer to the edge of the board or closer to the bullseye.
Outside 3, 6 o'clock, 298. Outside 10, 4 o'clock, 288. Inside 8 o'clock, 280. Press the change player button. Remove dart.
2009 we started, and we've sold about 68 boards today. They're in a lot of rehab centers, and there's about 10 or 11 VA facilities that have disability centers for people, and they're in all of those. There's a couple in some school for the blind, but also many individuals own them as well. It's one of those really fun things. There's a lot of sound effects and things on the board. Kids enjoy the sound effects. They're easier games. It's a good kind of family thing that the parents can do with them.
The Audio Dart Master is for players of all skill levels. So whether you are visually impaired or sighted, it's an active game that is more fun than just a circle of cork on the wall. This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.